if he tells them over here, you know, certainly they're more fighting than others. You know, some of them are starting a little hard, but they'll try their best. Mishnah says that a sheikh and misukenes, you need siman in order to make sure that the animal had a kosher shechita. Mishnah brings on a bunch of different shitas exactly what the simanim, what pirkas you need, the simanim are, but how many is that just the yeshekta musukenis, you need certain types of simanim. And now, machlekes brings the Gemara brings a machlekes, amiran, at what point do you need this siman of pirkas to tell us that it was a kosher shita? Rav Chisda says that you need to have the pirkas be emsa shita, but beside shita, you don't even need a pirkas, it'll be enough with pashti yada. Rava says that no, that you need a pirchas b'seif shechita, but emsa shechita is not going to be good. And fakir, and he says pashti yada b'seif, even b'seif shechita is not going to be kasher. And Nachman Yitzchak is a third shechita that says that even pirchas b'tchila shechita is also going to be kasher. So the Gemara says, so what's exactly this machlokes? So Rava says that by pashti yada, if the animal did pashti yada b'seif shechita, it's not going to be. So really, Rav Chisda, go back for a second. Rav Chisda says that if it did pashti yada b'seif shechita, it's kosher because I'd hate to take a tezel. How much you need the animal to live already? The animal lived till the end of the shechita, so why shouldn't there be a kosher shechita? Rava argues, and Rava says that no, b'seif shechita, you need a perchas. Shani yomer kosher ein oiskim b'seif shechita be duish and esmasin the tulo koydom achay. If it didn't do a fire to give a real pirchas b'seif shechita, you know that the animal died before this point of pashti yada. So I'm really going to, the main point of the chabur is really going to be focusing on Rava and Rav Chisda. I'm not going to get so loud in Menachem Yitzchak. Fine, maybe it seems similar to Rav Chisda's lamedus, but I didn't work that out so well. So the pashas, the machlekes of Rava and Rav Chisda, it seemed to be there were two machlekes over here. Rava says that, you know, in general, what the machlekes of pirchas, when you need pirchas, that Rav Chisda says not that pirchas b'emtza shechita, Rav Chisda says you need it b'seif shechita. The pasha that machlekes would be that, you know, when is there, what does pirchas show you? Does pirchas show you that there's enough chias to last until the end of shechita? Rav Chisda says yeah, and Rava says no, it doesn't show you that you have chias until the end of shechita. You need more than that, you need the pirchas mamish b'seif shechita. And then there's another shiloh about pashti yada b'seif shechita. What does that show us? Rav Chisda says that pashti yada b'seif shechita shows us that the animal is alive until now. And Rava says no, that if all it did this was this pashti yada b'seif shechita, really that showed that the animal like died before this. You know exactly why we see it, well, how would that work? I don't know, maybe he says that the pashti would say that it just died before. I guess that maybe just like loosening of the joints like, that happens later. But like it's not really a sign of life at the end of shechita. But that would seem to be that there were two like or come at two like separate machlokes between Rava and Rav Chisda. Fine, that'll be 1 point. Maybe we'll get back to this in a little bit. And stop. There's another shaila in the sugya over here. Is that what point do you need this pirchas? So pashas and the Gemara sounds like you need this pirchas to be at the end of shechita. But you know, if you do a Rashi without the sugya, it sounds like he's saying that at least in Rava it's very clear that you need to have pirchas la'achar shechita. The question is, where did Rashi get this from? I mean, the Brisker and Daik and around there. It's not Nistazoyan for the other Shem. Also, that you don't need the Pirchas to be La'achar Shechita, you just need the Pirchas to be with the Gemara Shechita. So, the Pelez and Rashi, why would you need this Pirchas to be La'achar Shechita? Why can't it be with the Gemara Shechita? Really, the Chorinim really stelling this in Rashi. So, Shlomo brings down the Pichadish and asks that the animal dies just at the end of Shechita, so it's Gevaldik. You know, the din is that you need to do a Shechita on the animal, you need to kill the animal with Shechita. And as long as there was a Shechita until the end of the Shechita, that should be enough that you did a Kashu Shechita over here. So, why was there even Chayef for more? Instead, the until recently, I thought Rashi was saying this only in Rava, so I wasn't sure just to speak this out. I think it came out as a mistake. Last night I was looking at the Shach. The Shach really is medayik this throughout the sugya. I think he's even medayik this even before he's going in Rav Chisda. And when he says, Rav Chisda says that if you did a pashti yada b'seif shechita, it's kosher because Rav Chisda says, kol heichi teichi v'teizel, how much do you want the animal to live? So Rashi there says, kol heichi teichi v'teizel, de la'acha sheshachta lo'y teski b'shitas yad. After shechita, why shouldn't it be enough? Shechita is not, but like people have a chazar bitmiah. So it sounds like he's saying that this really this sheet is a Rashi that wasn't limited to a Rava. This sheet is Rashi sounds limited throughout the Sugya. Sorry, Rava, sorry, Chizda. This musak of needing chias in the animal is a chias that you need a lot achar sheet. It's not just enough to have it by with the Gemara sheet. So stam, the shaila is why? What's the pshat in this Rashi in this lamed over here? So I thought of Malach. I think Rav Shlaima says this. You know, it was a chiddush. I don't want to say this myself really, but I think Rav Shlaima says this. So I'll say it over from Shlaima that. He says that he says that reads on the kasha and says the Yishleimer. He wants to say that loyim the bria loy bein and shetichi lachar shvitas. My Tomer, the bria doesn't need to have this extra thing. Because he says if the animal dies together with the gemara shchita, he says you have to be worried that the halacha is that by shchita it seems like they need to have like the shchita is the thing that's really killing the animal. If you have that the animal's dying, if the animal's dying with the Gemara Shvita, it sounds like he's saying that there would be a problem. You have to be worried that the animal, even though you did a Shvita on a live animal, it sounds like you're not going to have this Nakuda that the animal is really dying with your Shvita. You know, you're going to have to be worried that the animal's really dying because of Machmas Tachayli, not dying because of the Shvita. So, you know, it gets involved in the other elements that we learned last month, exactly what's the Matar Shvita. Shvita is the Akuda just to kill the animal. Or is it time a din to do a shechita on a live animal? It sounds like he's understanding over here that the nekuda of shechita that we want over here, we want that the animal is being killed with the shechita, and if the animal is dying with the gemara shechita, you're not going to know that the animal really died with the shechita. It's very possible that the animal died because of its sickness at the same moment that you're finishing your shechita. It's an interesting idea. I know I was thinking about it for a while. I can't say I fully you know, it was kind of, but he says it, so I thought it was a gashmaka thing to think about that this Nakudo, what he's saying, that why there would be a problem with the animal dying Bigmar Shkita. Apparently, all the Rishonim weren't so worried about this. They all hold that you could do a Shkita as long as the animal died by the Gemara Shkita, so the animal had a Shkita. Make a machlekes and lumnus about it. You can do many different stuff you could do about this, but just wanted to say over this Mahalach of Reb Shlaima. Fine. So getting back to the other thing that we started off with is Machlokes of Rav and Chizda. What's this Nekuda over here? So Pashas, we were saying that there's a two set of Machlokes and one's what's the simon of Pirchas? When you need that simon, how far does it show us that the animal is alive? Another shaila was when the animal is pushed to the other, what does that tell us? Does it tell us that the animal died then, or is it telling us the animal died earlier? That would be the Pashas that I learned. But I was looking around, it sounds like from some, maybe Achrenim, that there sounds like there's another Mahalach. And this Mahalach comes along with a few problems, some of them are big, could be worked out. But it sounds like there's another Mahalach here, maybe to understand over here, there's like a new Musik that was Nischadish to me, that I want to make sure the Elam see what Milot had to say. That what I wanted to say was, I'll say what the Mahalach was, and then maybe I'll show you where I got this Musik from. That the Musa wanted to bring out that maybe there's a new idea over here that there's something called a misukenes that in a certain state, even though an animal may have chias until the end of the shechita, maybe certain levels of chias don't suffice for shechita. And certain levels of chias that an animal has that'll be so low that even though the animal has them until the end of the shechita, maybe those levels of chias won't suffice for shechita, and the melah. That would be maybe a new Pesach to understand the Machlokes Rava and Rav Chizda. Just to speak out the Shaga Tari and the Gemara between Rava and Rav Chizda, what they hold, and then speak out the Makaris for this Musig. That if this thing would be true, really Rava would be Rav Chizda was saying that you need to have a Pirchas Bamsa Shita, and once you have the Pirchas Bamsa Shita, that would be enough to show you that you have this Koyach Achias till the end. And Pash the other Besayim Shkita would also, it's all like, all just showing us this Nekuda. Pash the other Besayim Shkita also shows you had this level of Chiyas. Because it requires a lower level of Chiyas until the end of Shkita to tell you that the animal had a Shkita on this level of Chiyas. And Rabbi was Mechaya, a higher level. I don't know exactly how to magnify these levels, but it seems like maybe there was such a Machlokes in Rabbi and Chizda. So, like one big problem that this comes with right away that jumps out from you in the Gemara really is that the Bezayi. So, why did Rava have to speak out that you know Pash the Yada is us because that because if you do it should not nishmas akaydim lachein. I'm saying what you were saying now really it's not so You don't need it. Same time, this level of chiyus that Rava was being mechayev wasn't there until the end of Shechita. So yeah, so I'm not sure how to answer that, but I think where I'm coming from, the Magen Mishnah, sounds like it's about Varnzis. I don't know how he exactly answers this problem, but it seems like he has this mahalach and Varnz it, and he left me hanging. So, but he, what he says is it, fine. So where I came from was maybe in the Rambam. Rambam says that even Shechta behem mechayev oif. He says, "Shech the healthy animal." This is mutter. You stand it up and it falls down. Even if eat very shmack a healthy food, or the way a healthy animal eats. If he did not have a pirchas, it's an avela and it's lichen. If it's pirchas, it's mutter. And he said it peeks out. It's actually a pirchas b'seif hashchita. Al b'tchila inema. Need the pirchas b'seif hashchita, but b'tchila, so it's not gonna help. So the some achrenim I saw asked the kasha in the Rambam that how can the Rambam say that you get mamish malchus on this animal, this mishakenes, from the fact that it didn't have a mifarchesis, the Rambam says himself that of hema bria could be you could do a shechita and it doesn't have a pirchas. So you see, there's a musik of an animal not having pirchas until the end of shechita and it's still considered alive. So why is this mishakenes that did not have a pirchas? Why are we automatically assuming that this animal died, and we're making it on the veil of Adai, and you give me malchus in it? Maybe you should chach be a suffix that the animal here died with shechita and just didn't have the pirchas, just like a healthy animal.
Rambam says,
"Do it." He's saying, "It's a klar rai." He's saying,
"How do you know?"
He's saying, "How do you
know?" The Gemara said, "Rambam, a kashin
the Rambam." Yeah, it's like here, right? Probably he really has the kashin, right? Right. There is a right, so they have their Valam Halachim. So I'm not sure. I think maybe the Magen Mishnah is answering this, but even if he's not answering this, I think the say that he's that's coming out from him, I think will blive the stays the same. He says over here, when he's coming to explain the Rambam, he says, Kasa Rabbeinu Shem Loi Pirchas Klal Reizan Avela. Mechin Nira Shom the Kulshalay Pirchas. So it's like because the Mishnah, in any animal that did not have a Pirchas, that was a Misakenes, Ein Shchitas Klum. It doesn't. The shechita doesn't do anything. There ain't a bas shechita. It's like there. Like the Kesem Mishnah, very just leaving the words literal. It says very like sharp for the shenis. This animal is not a bas shechita. Saying this animal sekenis is if it didn't have pirchas, it's not a bas shechita. It doesn't. It's not b'teira shechita. Umusekenis, he says, is a tchilas nevela. Musekenis is considered a tchilas nevela. It's like, you know, something already in it that's already like it's a state of a tchilas nevela. So any animal that didn't have a pirchas, it didn't have a pirchas, as if you finished the misa b'kaitz. So look at the Magen Mishnah. You know, just me die. Sound like pashas you would have thought in the sugya. The reason any animal didn't have a pirchas and it died, the reason why it's in a veil, because you know you have to assume that the animal died without the shechita. That's why it'd be in a veil. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, it sounds like he had like another Havana over here that he says the fact that it didn't have a pirchas sounds like he doesn't say you know that the chi is all left before then. He says if it didn't have a pirchas, it's as if you made the animal finish and die by kites. Even though you did the maisa shechita to the animal, you can't reckon this maisa as a maisa shechita to the animal. The maisa the shechita that you did over here is just like a you're finishing up the misa by kites. So it sounds like some musik over here in the Magen Mishnah that there's certain level of chias in an animal. If the lab animal has such a shvacher level of chias, even though it could be remained until the end of the shechita, if it that doesn't have a teresh shechita for some reason, that is considered you shut that off. It's a kilo just the misa that was kilo like already started, you know, just you just helped to finish kilo like it was so dead, like you know just the drop left. It's not considered that this animal had a shechita. Like it just like you know, you just finished off the last bit of chiyas that was here, and you took it out with a ma'isa shechita, which can't be chal as a ma'isa shechita. As I'm saying it, maybe I'm understanding a little better. Maybe that shot is that in order to be mat to the animal has to have like a real ma'isa shechita there. and that would be like if Hanel was a full chiesta, let's say, then you took the whole chiesta of the animal, and then you killed it with the shechita. If the animal was missing so much chias and it was so close to death, and all you did was you didn't maisa shechita on that, so then you can't reckon that this animal really died from maisa shechita. You have to reckon that this animal died. You can't reckon this animal on the maisa shechita. Now, even though you finished off the chias, they finished off the misa with your shechita, that kilo just gomer misasa be kites like the Magen Mishnah. So, I said he says, you know, "Nishchata harei kilu gomru misasa bekayt." You kill your gomru, you kill like what it's you did. Kites, yeah. Huh? So it was a kites. I'm saying it's like it sounds like right. It sounds like kites is a shchita. So it sounds like there's a that the, like he has this musig over here that there's a certain level of chis that doesn't pass by an animal that's so close to me. So. So just fine. So if you have this musik, so maybe you could tell this to the sugi. Maybe you can make that into machlekes of Rav Aaron Chizkiah exactly. You know what? How? You know how much chias is needed in the animal in order to have a shechita considered it. Rav says you need the level of chias of pirchas in the saif, but not. But pashliyot is not. Now the question is right. Why does Rav have to speak out this? By pashliyot, why does Rav have to say the problem is that it was mesa kaidem lochein? Just say the pshat is that. He didn't have his misa. So I don't know. The Magen Mishnah ends off with Samech Echter Masha Omer Biyaduah Shenishmasa Natula Kaidon Chen. Seems like I couldn't find it yet where he was referring to. In the back, they shtel to an Evan Ozel as Mazver. I'm not sure exactly what it was. I tried looking at it and figure it out yet. But it seems like perhaps he's bavarning this, he's trying to understand that step of the Gemara. I was going to tell you why the Magen Mishnah, I thought, was answering the original problem. I just asked the Rambam, why is it a veil of Adai? So Pshat is that maybe Pshat is because it's a veil of Adai because could be the I think it could be a source in some of the Korina, but could be the animal when it's Mesukenes, could be it's Becheskas that it's carved Misa. You know, and now if you didn't have like a Perchas on that to Metzia from that, you have the Becheskas of what this is. You want to be Metzia from what it is and tell you that it's not so close to Misa. You want to tell you it's really alive and it had this level of chias over here in the animal that wasn't in the veil when a shayach to shkita, so that you need a pirchas to tell you that's not like that. But if you didn't have that, so then the animal just blies the cheskas of being karvel misa and begummer bekites, and memela you have every right to assume that this animal is a regular. Not even assume that what's the fenenu is that this animal didn't die with the proper shkita and it was just gomer misa bekites. Shkach.
I didn't have his name.